This is Deborah with the CC Gospel Music Mix, and today our featured artist is Joy with Take Sense, one of the nostalgic groups that we've had in our community, and they got a brand new release. Hello, Joy.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Excellent.
Praise God. I want to thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us, and we are so excited about this new album that you have.
Oh, wow. The name of the new album is Feels Good.
Feels Good.
And this is our latest release, and it's also released on Take Six Records. And we're excited about opening up that record company. And basically, we're using Feels Good as the initial product to come through our machinery so we can work out all the kinks. And eventually, we will look for other artists. But
right now,
we are excited about this project. It's come out of blood and experience and sweat and tears, and it talks about victories and the trials that Take Six has been through personally. And we believe we have a lot to share with the community.
Praise God. So this is a new, because this is your own label, so this
yes.
is kind of a new venture for you, huh?
Yes, it is. And it's extremely challenging, but one that's worth our while. We feel like we've been on a major record label for really all the time that I've been in the group, which has been since 1991. And Take Six was signed in 1987.
Wow,
to go
been that long?
And we've learned a lot over these years.
Yeah, and that's about a 20-year run, isn't it?
Yeah. But we're blessed because we're able to be in this business this long, and it's interesting because there are a lot of groups that have come and gone, and so the fact that we're still here and still have a mission is huge for us, and we believe that we're not going to be releasing that mission until the purposes of God are accomplished, and we're happy to be here until that happens.
So is the original group still together?
The original group, actually, in 1980, Claude had a quartet. It was called the Gentlemen's Estates Quartet. And he was singing around the college that we didn't all go to the college, but we were all around the vicinity at some point. Oakwood College in Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah.
It's a small Adventist college. And he started the group there, and Mark Kibble walked into a bathroom that they were rehearsing in for a performance, and he added a fifth part, and eventually Mervyn Warren joined, making it six parts, and they rehearsed for actually a period of a few years, and in 1987 they got signed to Warner Brothers Records, and in 1991 I replaced Mervyn Warren, who went on to do production and arranging for other projects. And we have been that same lineup since then.
Well, praise God. Well, it sure has been a blessing to this nation, okay?
Well, thank you.
I just won't say this city, but the nation.
It's a blessing to do it.
Well, one single that has really been a blessing to my community is More Than Ever.
Hmm.
So is that a self-penned record?
Well, More Than Ever was written by Halloran Hilton Hill and myself. It's my writing partner. And it was arranged by Mark Kibble and David Thomas. The arrangement was done. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting because I didn't think that More Than Ever was actually going to make this project because it was almost a lead guitar demo. And so the guys were kind of dumbfounded as to how to arrange it for a group. Just because you have a good song doesn't mean that it will lend itself well to a group. But I had gone to Africa to do some speaking, South Africa. And when I came back, they had a vocal arrangement for this group. And I was pretty blown away by their arrangement. And the song speaks about my personal struggles, the struggles that I've had to deal with in pornography and infidelity issues and insecurities and depression and quite a few other things that the Lord has actually walked me through. And the victory from those things is walked through pretty much every day. Every day I wake up and have to declare victory over the same thing. It's not one of those one-for-all victories, but it's one that every day you have to choose that you will stay victorious over it. And though it speaks to a lot of issues that that touch men specifically, it also speaks to women as well, an issue they have to, I mean, depression, insecurity, not knowing what your calling is, not feeling good enough, having to ask God for forgiveness, having to believe Him. It really came out of blood, and I really didn't want to talk about it, but my writing partner challenged me and said, you know, this is the kind of stuff that people actually need to hear. You know, a lot of times they want the victory, but they need to hear also from people who have had the same struggles that they have.
Exactly.
And for some reason that causes you to attach to those people and move on to victory, because if they can do it, then you can do it as well.
Praise God. So you have a living testimony.
The testimony's got to be walked out every day on stage and off.
Yeah, well, they say you have to walk the walk in order to talk it.
You have to, because the power of God really comes through when you live what it is that you're saying, and you live what you're singing about. You know, there's a lot of people who sing a lot of things and who speak a lot of things, but you almost know the power because they're living what they say behind closed doors.
Praise God. So tell me, what is the future of Take Six now that you have your own label and you're moving on?
We're trying to develop this record company. We've been able to give to the community when it comes to records and different projects, but we feel like now it's time for us to give to the community on another level, give back to the community in terms of a record label and developing other artists. We're not quite there yet. We need to go ahead and put our own project through the machinery and make sure everything is working fine. And then we're going to be signing other acts and other artists.
Praise God.
Being able to give back in that way. There have been so many luminaries that have given to us unselfishly. These are people who are established in the music industry who didn't have to take the time to pull us aside and school us on stuff, but they did, and we thank God for those people. And now we want to be able to give back the same way.
Well, you have 20 years experience out there.
20 years.
Yes.
Be a 401k for somebody.
No, that's right. Okay, well, one of my last questions is, what is it that you can say to the youth in our community that will really help them stay faithful to what God has called them to do?
I would say to pursue your passion. God has put in every one of us a passion for something. And even if you don't know what that is right now, if you make it your pursuit to know why God pursues you, like Paul said, I believe that will be not only a nice journey, but a fulfilling journey. I know the world tells you to do what you have to do. Make sure you get paid. Make sure you get yours. Get the highest paying job, so you can have money to take care of yourself. But I actually advise, find out what your passion is. And nobody knows your passion more than your Creator. He knows why He gave you the gift He gave you. He knows why He gave you the passion of love. And to me, if you pursue your love, you'll do that job well anyway because you enjoy it. And people like to work with people who enjoy their job, not people who, you know, are afraid they won't get paid as much. And, you know, I was saying earlier that if my child got sick, I would take her to the doctor who had a passion for children. Not the doctor who on at 9, gets off at 5, and you're not going to get anything after that because it's just a job. I try to find people who are passionate about their jobs and passionate about what they love, because the success, in turn, you do your job so well that people love working with you. They love being in contact with you because you love what you do. Not trying so much to secure money, but money and all those things follow what you already enjoy doing, what you put your best foot forward to do. And so that's what I would encourage you to do. Find out what your passion is and pursue that. And ask God, what is it that he wants from you? Why did he give you this? Find out what that reason is and pursue that and become that. And not only do you accomplish the journey, but you enjoy every step of it.
Praise God. Joy, God bless you, and thank you so much for taking out time to share with us. And we just wish Take Six and you all the blessings and success that God will ever give you.
Praise God, and thank you for your time. I sure appreciate you taking out the time to do this.